order. Members, we just have one resolution in front of you, and this is a resolution that would authorize. I asked the Senate Council to keep it very flexible and open. As you all know, the Attorney General, as well as the Governor, have filed in court in regard to the budget and the situation. Frankly, I mean, it's changing every day, and I wanted to ensure that there was at least an option for the Senate to have a seat at the table, and just to, you know, preserve Senate interest, preserves the interests of the Senate. So this language is, I mean, it is, it's fairly open and vague, and that's by intention. I think there's a lot of moving pieces in this, and I just think that the flexibility that's needed for a situation this fluid is in this language. So we tried to keep it very, very simple and very, very open. Any discussion or questions on the resolution? Senator Cohn?
Madam Chair, first, I think we've got several questions, but first let me start by the language that authorizes a designation of counsel to represent the interests of the Senate. It indicates that the Office of Senate Counsel, you may designate the Office of Senate Counsel. So I'm curious if there is a decision to proceed to intervene as to what your intent would be in terms of counsel, because I know that there's been discussion on the part of staff led by Mr. Ludeman as to what might happen with Senate staff and the loss of staff, you know, will go on furlough, whatever. And so I'm wondering, one, if there's the finances to designate outside counsel, or if the intent is to use.
My intention at this point is to use Senate counsel. I wanted to allow for flexibility, but I would not use Senate funds for outside counsel. That would not be my intention. So even if we ended up going outside counsel, I would have to find a different option for that. My intention at this point would be to use our Senate counsel.
Madam Chair, relative to that. So
simply because of exactly what you stated, Senator Cohn.
Okay. I don't mean to put Mr. Bonner on the spot, but I assume that he would be, if you use Senate counsel, Mr. Bonner would be the lead counsel.
That would be the one that I would think of, yes.
With support from
Senator
your
Cohn.
Counsel. Is that other folks in the office?
Mr. Bonner, do you? Yes.
Madam Chair and Senator Cohen, yeah, I would be the lead on it, and I have there are some other counsel in the office who are providing support, Mr. Backus, and in addition, Ms. Pontius.
Okay.
Senator Michelle.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure if my colleague there was done, but I would put it before us. Move the resolution.
Further discussion, Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I'm pretty reluctant to vote for this, not knowing what our position is going to be. I heard conversations yesterday in the Planning and Fiscal Policy Committee, I think probably mostly on the part of the House, but that there were people disappointed that the governor's petition didn't allow for the K-12 system to receive their open appropriation, that appropriations were not going to be made out to hospitals. It seemed like there were some members yesterday that wanted to have more of government function outside of a legislative appropriation than the governor had proposed. And then there's the issue of the constitutional language that's in one of these whereases, that no money can be expended except appropriated by law. It seems like there's a lot of opinions about how or what we should say if we intervene. So I think, for me at least, I can't support intervening unless I know what our position is going to be.
And I appreciate that, Senator Bach. I'm intentionally leaving it vague because I think there's any number. There could be issues surrounding the actual financing of the state Senate, and that may be an issue that I need to intervene, that we need to intervene on. I would offer, so I am asking for some flexibility, and I fully recognize that. I would offer that I'll make Senate rules aware of that. I mean, I was taking input. I think that our members are wide and varied on where they want to be. I think you're right. The House had some concerns yesterday in regard to the level of funding. We have other members that would, you know, are concerned about the constitutionality. I think there's a great deal of range in that. And so the position and even some of the information I'm receiving just in regard to our personal finances changes, and we will need to be flexible. And so that is what I'm asking for. And I understand that it's vague, but it is because this situation is fluid and flexibility is required. Senator Cohn.
Madam Chair, I think if I understand correctly, Judge Geeran has scheduled this for next week, the 23rd, I believe. So obviously, if you make a decision as chair of this committee to intervene in some fashion, that'll be done fairly quickly. I don't recall that we intervened 6 years ago. There were individual senators who brought a petition or moved to intervene, but it wasn't done through a formal committee process in the Senate, as I recall. So would understand that the time is going to move quickly. Would it be your intent to reconvene this committee, present a position to the committee, and ask for some sense of the Rules Committee as to what that position is? Because as you suggest, there's a gamut of positions, whether held by individual members of the Senate or just that, you know, somebody could articulate. So
intention is trying to make sure that we ensure that with a Senate position is protected in some way. And it may come to nothing, and it may come to a simple, we want to be an interested party, so we receive the dates. It runs from that gamut, from nothing to a great number of things. And you're right, it will require flexibility. I would not, with this resolution, I'd obviously be speaking with Senator Bach. I would offer that I would keep the Rules Committee informed and what form that would take. Again, we'd have to be a little flexible because of the time constraints, Senator Cohn, but I have Senator Ortman and Senator Michelle.
Thank you. Madam Chair, and to Senator Cohen's question, we're hopeful that there will be a different set of considerations in the court. I mean, the Attorney General filed a petition. The governor filed a response, not an opposition, not a support, but a response. And they have very differing points of view. The Senate may have yet another view of what should happen in that litigation. And in 2005, legislators were not part of the court proceedings. And I think that it's in our very best interest to make sure we are part, because back in 2005, an amicus brief was filed on the part of the Senate, but only in the Court of Appeals when it was too late. And that was a nonpartisan filing, and it was filed by our Senate counsel, Peter Watson, who was an expert on this issue. It included all the issues that you would consider in this lawsuit. It would be constitutionality, the separation of powers. He brought all of those on behalf of 15 members of the Minnesota Senate back in 2005 in that Court of Appeals action. They were Senators Anderson, Senator Bachman, Senator Foley, David Hand, John Hottinger, Cal Larson, Warren Limmer, Sharon Marco, Tom Neville, Sean Nino, Jane Ranum, Maddie Ryder, and Russ David Senjum, and Charles Weger. So it was nonpartisan. It was brought forward in that case in the Court of Appeals. Unfortunately, the Court of Appeals at that point said that they had not raised the issue at the proper time in the district court. And so it is incumbent upon us now, and the Court of Appeals suggested this very clearly in its decision, that the legislature should have been a party in the district court action in 2005. And I think we need to take this action now to make sure we can be a party to preserve the interests of the Senate and the legislature.
Senator Michelle.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm not sure if I'm responding to Senator Bach's thoughts or Senator Cohen, but, you know, we hope that none of this is necessary. That's the hope. Senator Koch, if I'm right, you have a meeting this afternoon with the governor on the budget, on negotiations on the budget. And so I think there's a procedural step we need to take today that Senator Koch has outlined to preserve our ability as a body to protect the interests of the Senate. and it literally feels like it changes every day. The legal discussions, the budget discussions, the meetings, and the back and forth with the governor and his administration. So, I think we need to be clear. We hope that none of this needs to happen, that Mr. Bodern doesn't have to do a lot of work, and that we have something good to talk about before July 1.
Senator Cohen.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm not disagreeing with the thrust of what either Senator Ortman or Senator Michelle have stated. My question is a little bit different. I mean, obviously, when you talk about the governor bringing a petition, that's a singular person. Now, the administration is a lot broader than simply the governor, but it's the governor. When the attorney general brings a petition, it's the attorney general. When the Senate brings a petition to the court, that's 67 people. And I'm not suggesting, I mean, look, I'm in the minority. I don't suggest that a position articulated to the court is going to necessarily be my position, obviously. I mean, if we, you know, had an informal meeting in the Senate, I would expect there's a good chance of being on the losing side. So I'm not arguing that there would be the need to poll every member of the Senate, but I am curious as to when we talk about representing the Senate's interests, and I don't say this facetiously, but is that a determination of the majority leader in consultation with senior members of the majority caucus? Is that a determination delegated to, again, hypothetically, Senator Ortman? That's why I'm curious as to how the presentation of the Senate's position will have been promulgated.
Sure. You're talking about the process. I think the process will be dependent, as Senator Cohen, on what that action might be. So if it, again, is as simple as saying that we're a party and we want to get dates and times and court proceeding information, well, that's something that I feel pretty comfortable just saying, yes, we want to do that, or we don't. If it has something to do with finances, well, I've got to understand that's going to be a discussion that I'm having with nonpartisan staff and understanding the interplay with the budget and then, of course, with Mr. Bodern as to what we need to make sure that we accomplish that. I think the process will be largely dependent on what that outcome is. Some senators may go decide to do their own thing, and I wouldn't characterize that as a Senate position. I wouldn't characterize that as a Senator Koch position. This is just simply about having a procedural vote to make certain that if we need to have a seat at the table, we can.
And Senator Chair, Cohen. Let me just finally just respond to that, because I appreciate that you're going to proceed in a very careful and thoughtful way, and I'm not suggesting otherwise. This is a very unique situation, obviously, in 2005. Most bills have been passed. The issues that were left outstanding were basically just two or three major issues. In 2005, we inquired as to what had happened in 71, where there was a special session that lasted until October. And I think we asked former Senator Moe and Mr. Watson, and I think back then they had actually passed all the finance bills. The Governor Anderson had signed all the bills. He called them into special session to simply change the tax law, but there wasn't a shutdown or anything like that. So this is new territory for everybody. So I appreciate you're attempting to proceed on a careful basis. I would have to share Senator Bach's concern, however, in terms of support of the resolution, simply because the Senate minority, and again, this isn't meant to speak critically of where you might be. I mean, we have some differences, but the Senate minority has been, to be honest, strongly aligned behind the governor in his position. So we don't want our position misrepresented, and not that you would, you know, do that. I'm not suggesting that, but if there's a position articulated by the Senate that goes beyond procedural, you know, we'd like to find out what we do with staff during a shutdown, for instance. We want to be careful from a minority perspective to not divorce ourselves from the position we hold, at least right now. I mean, our position might change, but, you know, I don't think so. So that's why I would share Senator Bach's concern. And I'm not criticizing the ambiguity. You've laid out why it probably needs to be ambiguous, but it leaves us in the minority just wondering that much more.
And Senator Cook, I appreciate, or Senator Cohen, I'm sorry. I appreciate that. I don't think that anyone would presume that I would speak for you. And I mean, as you know, the Senate has a budget position that the majority has passed. And I think that anyone would argue that that is your budget position would be wrong and inaccurate and wouldn't say that. So I again, coming from the minority, I understand what you're saying. This is, and any staffing decisions, any final staffing decisions, as you know, that we would come back to the Rules Committee and present a roster. So there's, I think, enough safeguards in there that I...
We'll be talking
about. Exactly. I would hope that Senator Bach will work with me on that. So. Senator Sinjo?
Madam Chair, my understanding of this is simply that it would give the Senate standing if the Senate needs to intervene in some fashion, and that's yet to be determined. But I think we all recognize that, you know, central to all of this is budget negotiations and solving this budget in the next 2 weeks, and whatever happens here is probably well secondary to the chief task of the next 2 weeks, and I know that you're involved in that and others, and we all know that that needs to get done.
Yes, Senator Sinjo, if I had to stake out my true position, it's that I would like to get a budget deal with the governor to avoid any of this.
Yep.
I don't know if I share that around the table with folks, but that is my true position. Senator Bach.
Senator Cook, I agree with that. I support that. I think the challenge is, will that happen by the 23rd of June when the court is going to review the petitions and the Senate's going to play? We're going to have submitted something by the 23rd. So I think while I support your position, I think the Senate is going to take some position in court very likely before a budget resolution. And I just think I'm just reluctant to sign over the Senate's authority not knowing what the position's going to be. That's all. But I don't necessarily agree that you're wrong. I don't think you're necessarily think you're wrong. I just would like to know what we're going to say to the court.
Well, Senator Michelle then renews his motion. All in favor, say aye.
Madam Chair, I think we should have a roll call.
Oh, roll call. All right. Roll call has been requested. Roll call will be taken. We'll take the roll.
Chair Koch?
Yes.
Senator Bach?
No.
Senator Berglund? Senator Cohn?
No.
Senator Fischbach? Senator Gerlach?
Yes.
Senator Langseth?
No.
Senator Limmer?
Aye.
Senator Michelle?
Yes.
Senator Ortman?
Yes.
Senator Sinjo?
Yes.
Members, there being 6 ayes and 3 noes, motion is adopted. And members, that is all the business before us. So meeting. Oh, yes. Thank you. Senator Bach and I have spoken. As you all know, we lost a very dear member to all in the Senate yesterday. And so Senator Bach is going to be taking the lead on notifying members and keeping people apprised of services. And Senator Bach, do you know?
You know, Madam Chair, I think it would probably do us all good to reflect back on the career here of Senator Scheid. She was an incredibly hard worker for the Senate and always worked bipartisanly with people. She did very little work around here that didn't have bipartisan support. And I think over the next 2 weeks, she'd be probably a pretty good example about how this budget needs to get resolved. This legislature needs to find some common ground with governor of the other party, and that's hard work. Senator Cohen and Langseth and I went through 8 years of that with Governor Plenty, and we shook hands on some things we didn't like, but we had to do because we were in control. And I just would encourage you, Senator, that's what Senator Scheid, I think, would have wanted us to do. And she just built a reputation of doing that on legislation over the years. I think she was a fine example for all of us to follow.
Madam Chair.
Senator Langseth.
I served with Senator Scheid for 35 years, off and on. And the one thing about her, she was a problem solver. She wasn't an ideologue. She was a problem solver. And like Senator Bach said, I kind of think her philosophy of problem solving would do us some good over the next couple of weeks.
So with that, members, then Rules Committee is adjourned.